From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, a look at nuclear power with a scientist who says the U.S. needs more of it going forward. But we want to begin with a debate that has been relaunched by that oil train explosion in Canada.
Yes, this has supporters of pipelines saying there should be more of them. Right now, hazardous conditions are preventing the search for at least 40 people still missing in Lac Megantic, just above Maine. Over the weekend, the Park train transporting oil from North Dakota to New Brunswick came loose, sped 7 miles downhill into town, and derailed and exploded. Firefighters are still dousing 2 train cars. Several bodies recovered have not been identified. Meanwhile, as Jeremy said, this explosion has reignited the debate over whether pipelines are safer. Jeremy Van Loon is Bloomberg News Calgary Bureau Chief. He covers energy. And Jeremy, a train uncoupling, exploding. I mean, does this really say something about overall safety? This can't be that common.
This is very uncommon. In fact, as the rail industry will point out, in terms of volumes of supplies of things that are carried on trains, I mean, they have a safety record of 99.995%. So most of the time, these kinds of things don't happen. And when it comes to oil, it is, you know, unusual that something like this would explode in such a disastrous fashion.
Well, the Green Party in Canada is already demanding stricter rules regulating rail transport of oil. So what kind of rules exist? Is it standard? First of all, how many trains are carrying oil, and how often do they go through populated areas?
Well, at the moment, there are about 115,000 barrels per day of oil being transported out of Canada on trains. And within the U.S., I believe it's about 230,000 barrels that are transported right now. Now, because of the debates around pipeline expansions, those numbers are expected to rise as some of these oil producers, especially in North Dakota as well as in Alberta, in the tar sands, are looking for ways to get their product to market. But, you know, essentially, if we continue to see some of these constraints on the pipeline side, then certainly more oil is going to be moved by rail. In terms of regulations, I think, like a lot of industries in North America, there's been a very, you know, general overall trend towards having industry kind of regulate itself. And that's, you know, one of the issues that questions are being asked about as governments, the government here in Canada, sort of moves to have the rail industry, you know, inspect its own bridges, for example, and inspect its own tracks. This is something that will probably be part of any, you know, introspection and investigation into right. this particular issue.
Well, you've told us that you're a bike rider, you're a runner, you see trains all the time with the black oil cars. You suspect that maybe the local officials are told about it, but average people aren't. Nobody thinks about it. But you also mentioned this low accident rate, 99.9995%. Compare it to pipelines. You know, the pipeline backers are now saying this is reason to do things like the Keystone XL pipeline that President Obama and the Obama administration is considering. What is the comparison?
Well, I think there are a number of studies, and most people will agree. Most experts who you know watch these things and do surveys will agree that pipelines spill less oil per volume carried than the rail cars do. So that's pretty generally accepted standard. Now, you know, in terms of other accidents, you know, I don't have those figures on my fingertips, but certainly if you think about the number of rail movements that are going through cities, and obviously, certainly in the west of North America, you know, the railroads would move through towns, and towns were built up around these. I can give you the example of here in Calgary. I mean, the rail cars, these oil cars, run right through the middle of the city, right past downtown, right through the middle of downtown. And, you know, as you pointed out, it's not people sort of take it for granted, and yet, you know, 150 cars, one after the other, are loaded with all manner of materials.
Well, if people weren't aware before, they are now. And by the way, we should say, when it comes to the pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline, there are people concerned about its transport, but also the way the oil is obtained from the tar sands. But as we said, this is going to reignite the debate over the comparison railroad and pipeline. Jeremy Van Loon covers energy issues for Bloomberg News in Calgary. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Thank you.